want to go through briefly some the mitzvah of kibud, the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. We'll talk about the mitzvah of mara on Friday. Tomorrow there is a siyum. So the Chayyarim divides up the mitzvah of kibud av v'em to three areas: to machshava, to dibur, and to maisa. And the first step, he says, in the world of machshava, a person has to have an attitude of respect towards his parents. He has to believe that they're special people. He has to find at least one area where he feels that they have something unique and special about them, which he can therefore look up to them and want to respect them. In the area of dibur, a person has to speak to a parent gently. We spoke about the person cannot yell at a parent. The person has to speak to a parent gently. It's also brought down if using his father's name would be effective. To covet to use his father, he'd say, do me a favor, do my father a favor. If they do the favor equally for you or for your father, you should say your father's name. It would be something which would be beneficial for the father. In the world of Maisa, applies in many areas, there's a mitzvah of serving a parent, taking care of a parent. A parent wants something to eat, to drink, helping them get dressed, put on their coat, anything of that sort. There's a mitzvah of getting up, rising for a parent. And the Mikra the mitzvah is twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. That a parent comes in, a child should rise. Person would have to leave town for an extended period of time. He should ask rishus from his parents before he leaves, because he's losing the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the greatest covet you can do for your parent is acting properly, because people then will say, oh, look, the son of so-and-so, he must have such special parents. So it's a covet for the parent that the child is acting properly, going in the way of Torah. There's Mechlekes HaPoiskim, Mechlekes Rishonim, if the parent, you're to do something for the parent, which is not directly for the parent. The parent says, ask the child to do, don't do X. Nothing to do with the parent at all. Or do X. Somebody asked the child, the parent asked them, told them, please don't speed. Does the mitzvah keep it up aim to listen to his parent to ask him, please don't speed? My father is not in the car. So what is it? Do I have a mitzvah keep it up aim in that case? This is Mechlekes Rishonim in Yevamos Daf Vav. If there's a mitzvah keep it up aim in a scenario where it does not affect the parent at all, one could argue maybe speeding does, I don't know, but we'll get back to that. If somebody has that halacha ma'aseh shaila, please ask me privately. But it says that halacha, it's a Mechlekes HaPoiskim, so therefore it's a psofik derisa, so you should be machmer. Unless there's a tsar haguf to the child, and we cause some type, the child will be pained by it, or cause him a loss of money, or obviously the parents telling the child to do something which is against the Torah. But if none of those applied, so a person should listen to a parent, because there's a mechlekes, so a parent asks you to do something, not do something, nothing to do with themselves, they think it's better for you. The Pesim, however, points out again, if it's a tsar haguf, for example, the parent says you shouldn't marry this woman. The person has to live with that woman the rest of his life. It's going to be saragu for him. Parent says, don't travel to this and this place, the Golden Torah. The child feels they would do better learning Torah over there. So then a child does not have to listen to a parent. One last point. In the idea of serving a parent, etc., a child shouldn't expect that, Dad, I took care of you last 3 days. The point is not you're doing it because that's what you're supposed to be doing. It's proper. You shouldn't be asking, reminding, and expecting a kakar sataiv for the parents for all of the favors you've done him, taking care of him. This is your responsibility, your chiyuv to do. Have a good one.